Random House Audio presents Dearly Devoted Dexter by Jeff Lindsay. This is Jeff Lindsay. Chapter 1. It's that moon again, slung so fat and low in the tropical night, calling out across a curdled sky and into the quivering ears of that dear old voice in the shadows, the dark passenger, nestled snug in the back seat of the Dodge K-car of Dexter's hypothetical soul. That rascal moon, that loud-mouthed, leering Lucifer, calling down across the empty sky to the dark hearts of the night monsters below, calling them away to their joyful playgrounds. Calling, in fact, to that monster, right there, behind the oleander, tiger-striped with moonlight through the leaves, his senses all on high as he waits for just the right moment to leap from the shadows. It is Dexter in the dark, listening to the terrible whispered suggestions that come pouring down breathlessly into my shadowed hiding place. My dear dark other self urges me to pounce now, sink my moonlit fangs into the oh-so-vulnerable flesh on the far side of the hedge. But the time is not right, and so I wait, watching cautiously as my unsuspecting victim creeps past, eyes wide, knowing that something is watching, but not knowing that I am here, only 3 steely feet away in the hedge. I could so easily slide out like the knife blade I am and work my wonderful magic. But I wait, suspected but unseen. One long, stealthy moment tiptoes into another, and still I wait for just the right time. The leap, the outstretched hand, the cold gleam.